Welcome to the People Stack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I am a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the People Stack. Before we dive into this episode, I'd like to invite you to join our Slack team, Climbing the Tech Leadership Ladder. Join a community of other tech managers who are learning what it really takes to upgrade your teams, your careers, your paychecks, and your life. Send a quick "I'd like to join your Slack" email to slack@thepeoplestack.com. We'll see you in there and enjoy the episode. Hey there, folks. Jen Bunk here. I am CEO of the People Stack. I'm a career coach for tech managers, and we help tech managers to build their dream careers. We help them to command salaries of $200K a year or more while they have more free time than what they know what to do with. And this week, we're talking about career blinders. And today, the topic, the subtopic of that is what's normal for tech managers. So the larger topic here is we all have blinders on to a certain extent because we all have a certain degree of unconscious incompetence. We all have a certain degree because we're in our own heads. It's how we live. We live in our own heads. We're going to have a certain degree of blinding to certain perspectives and blinding to possibilities. I talked about that in the last episode. So if you haven't watched that, definitely check it out. If you get, and this is okay to a certain extent, but if you let it get to the point where you are blinding yourself to the possibilities that you can create in your career, that's when you're going to get stuck and you're going to stay stuck and you're never going to get unstuck and you're never going to be able to build that dream career for yourself and build that legacy that you're going to be so, so proud of. So I want to look at this from a different angle. What's normal for tech managers? So what I want you to get out of today's episode is an understanding not only of what's normal for tech managers, but really what's beneath that question is that I don't want normal. I am not going to settle for normal. I want to get to that next level. I want to stretch the boundaries of what I'm capable of. So I am not going to tolerate normal or unacceptable or staying stuck anymore. And how do you make that shift from going from this has been my life, my career for 10, 20, possibly longer than that years? How do you make that shift from this is just what I do and oh man, it's really hard to change to I am soaring and I no longer have a normal tech career. I have an extraordinary tech career. How do you make that shift? So what made me think of this was as I was pondering the topic of career blinders, I was reminded of how our clients often ask the question, is this normal? Is this normal? So they'll come to us with a particular problem or concern or challenge that they're having right now, a particular struggle that they're having right now. And they'll talk about how they're responding to it, what they've been doing, how other people have been responding to it. And then at the end, they'll say, well, can you help? And also, gosh, is this normal? Is this normal to be experiencing this? Is this normal for this to be happening? Is this normal for me to be responding this way? And so without getting into the philosophical and psychological underpinnings of the word normal, you could take the girl out of the academic world, but you can't take the academic world out of the girl. I spent 15 years, or depending on how you count it, if you include grad school, more than 15 years of my life in the academic world. but simply to say that, you know, what is normal? What does normal mean? But whenever somebody asks me a question, whether it's a client or whether it's my husband or my son, much to their chagrin, I don't answer the question that's actually being presented with me. I answer the question that's really being asked. And this is a great mentoring tool, by the way. It's a great coaching tool. What are you really asking? So when you're asking someone or when someone asks you, is this normal? Especially within this context, you got to put every question in context. In this context, when a client is asking me, is this normal? And I know that they're absolutely committed to building their dream career. I know that they have decided that they are worth it, that they will do whatever it takes in order to build their excellence as a leader, in order to evangelize their excellence, and in order to invest the time and the money and the resources to make it possible. I know that they were born for this and that they want to be an authentic, assertive servant leader at the highest sense possible. That's what I know about them. So when they're asking, is this normal? What they're really asking me is, am I settling? Am I settling for less than I'm capable of? And from a place of love, I have to tell them the truth, whatever the truth may be with that particular situation, with that particular circumstance. But that's the question I encourage all of you to ask. Not is this normal, but am I settling? Is some piece of me settling for less than what I'm capable of? But here's what's at stake here. Because if you don't shift from normal, 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 settling, 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 to I am soaring and I am living my calling and I am tapped into the highest version of myself as a leader and as someone who is going to take my rocket ship of my career to the next level. If you don't make that shift, you are going to settle for normal. And what's normal? Let's just talk about this for a moment. What is normal for tech managers is to not make ever to make more than 200K a year. What's normal for tech managers is to settle for 150K a year, sometimes less, 100K a year in certain parts of the country, in certain industries, for certain people. What's normal for most tech managers is to settle for working 60, 70, 80 hours a week, to constantly be on call, to always feel on, even after they come home or log off for the day. They're still on call. They're still on Slack. They're still on pager duty. They're still on something. That's what's normal, is to settle for that. What's normal for tech managers is to not have any free time whatsoever, even though you are so intelligent and wise. I'm using two different words to describe it. You are so resourceful, so innovative, and you have hobbies. You have things that you want to do. You have board games you want to play. You have model cars you want to build. You have video games you want to excel at. You have art that you want to create. You have music that you want to create. You have family that you want to care for and love at the highest level, even though that's what you're capable of. What's normal for tech managers is to not have any time for hobbies, any time for anything outside of work. And what's normal for tech managers, what off work time looks like is, yeah, you have dinner with your family, but in the back of your mind, all the things are in your head, all the Slack messages, all the things that you need to get done, all the support tickets that need to get taken care of are in the back of your head. So you're not really present for that dinner. What's normal for tech managers is at the end of the day, after you're supposed to be logging off, maybe you zone out for, you do something to try to find a way to zone out, just to unplug. Maybe it's playing video games, maybe it's reading, but maybe it's something else like drinking or some other thing that you're doing to unplug and to numb yourself from the dull but consistent pain of settling for normal. That is what is normal for tech managers. And the real tragedy here is that people think that that's all that's possible. That this world that we're painting for you, that we're showing you the evidence and the proof of on a weekly basis, that it is possible to live your dream as a technical manager, So many people ignore that and they say, that's not possible for me. That's also what's normal for tech managers. What's normal is settling and not seeing what's possible. That's what's at stake here. So if you don't shift to what's possible, that's where you're going to stay stuck. And that's where you're going to stay stuck for the rest of your life. And I know you don't want that. And that's why you're listening to this right now. But it's really important to understand what's at stake here. We're not just talking about, oh, I want to be a better leader. That would be nice. Yeah, can you really, what I really just want to learn is how to run one-on-ones better. That's all I really need to know. Oh, yeah, you know what? And so then it's kind of like, it's not big enough. So you don't commit to it. And you don't actually do it. No wonder you don't actually do it because it's not big enough and there's not enough at stake to running one-on-ones better. Not alone, not just that. And so, and some of you are like, yeah, you know, I just need some resume help. You know, I say this with love. So many people come to us. I just need some resume help, or I just need some help acing those interviews. That's really all it is. All this other stuff, yeah, you know, that's the other people. I'm not settling. All I need is help with my resume or like my LinkedIn profile or to ace interviews. All I need is to understand how to talk to senior leadership. That's really it. Can you just help me translate senior leadership speak so that I can talk to them and understand them at the same language? That's really all I need. I just need some tips and tricks. And the reason that you haven't been able to make any substantive changes that have stuck is because that's not big enough. There's not enough at stake there. What's at stake here, what's really at stake here is your career, your livelihood, your family, and your ability to create your dream. You're shutting the door on that. Now, when you make the shift, what's going to happen is that you are going to be tapping into that higher version of yourself. We all have that. Think of a time, just one. You don't have to think of multiple times, just one time. If you can think of just one time when you felt so confident, so certain, so full of love and joy and gratitude and faith and livelihood and acceptance for what is, so full of excitement and so full of possibility, so full of looking forward to what's next. If you think of just one moment, and even if you chose to, you can tap into that feeling right now. That's the higher version of yourself. That's your inner superhero, your divine within. Your higher level of consciousness. There's lots of words to use to describe this. Some people call it your inner God, the God within. It's the highest version of yourself. When you tap into that, you realize that everything is possible. This is the part of you, science fiction fans. This is the part of you that loves science fiction. Because science fiction stretches the boundaries of what's possible. It touches, it resonates with that deepest part of you that knows there that so much is possible. So when you read a good science fiction novel or a good fantasy novel or watch a good fantasy movie or a science fiction movie or some movie or even song or piece of art that taps into the infinite potential that is present in this universe, that's what it's calling. That's what it's resonating with. And when you tap into that, you realize that everything is possible. Nothing is not. And that you have everything that you need right now, that there's nothing in the way right now. Anything that you see as an obstacle is really the way, is really the catapult. That whatever obstacle, whatever challenge is being presented with you right to you right now is an opportunity. And that the universe is conspiring to help you get what you want. And that challenge is a way to build the grit and the strength and the fortitude and the resilience in order to get there. When you live there, anything is possible in your life and in your career. And then you're like, 200K, Jen? That's too small. I want to earn a million. And we say, bring it on. So when you see the contrast there between when you're living in the lower version of yourself and it's normal and you're settling versus what's possible when you constantly, as often as you can, tap into that higher version of yourself, that contrast makes you say, oh man, how do I stay over here more often? So the shift to make is one of defiance. It has to come from a defiant place. From a place of, I will not settle anymore. I have realized that I have been settling. And I'm not going to shame myself for it. And I'm not going to make myself wrong for it. But holy cow, I've been settling. And I'm not going to put up with that anymore. I will not settle. And you go from a place of settling and perhaps even indifference and possibly on the edge of being pessimistic and cynical and just kind of like, oh, whatever, this is it. You go from that to a place of being slightly optimistic, to even hopeful. I hope that I can create this. That's better than saying, not possible. No. Well, I hope I can. But what makes that difference is that defiance, is that sense of, I will not settle for this anymore. And then that's how you can go even further than just hope. Because while hope is okay, there's always another level higher, right? So what's higher than hope would be optimism. What's higher than optimism would be certainty. What's higher than certainty would be joy and gratitude for what is going to happen, even though it hasn't happened yet. But that's the shift I encourage all of you to make. Make the defiant declaration that I will not settle for a normal tech career anymore. That's for other people. I am someone who is willing to go the distance. I am someone who works hard and works smart. I am someone who knows that this is not going to be easy. And I'm up for that challenge. I am someone who is absolutely committed to investing in myself, to investing my time and my money and my resources, because I know when I show up as my badass self, I am going to get a return on that investment. No question, it's already done. I am someone who is grateful right now for the 40% raise that I'm going to earn. I am someone who is grateful and feeling so much joy right now for that promotion that I am going to earn. I am someone who feels so much bliss and peace and an inner sense of just lightness around the world, the life that I've created for myself and my family. What I'm able to give for my family, oh my goodness, it fills me with so much love and so much joy. And I am someone who has faith in myself. I am someone who has faith that everything will work out exactly the way that it needs to when I show up in this way. In order to get there, you have to get defiant. That's the shift I encourage you all to make. Make the defiant declaration that you will not settle for a mediocre, normal tech career anymore, because you know that so much more is possible. And a funny thing happens when you make this declaration, and when you make this declaration from a very true place, not from a cynical place, not from this lady on the internet told me to make this defiant declaration. not from that place, but from a place of I truly believe it. A funny thing happens, you start taking different kinds of actions than you did before. Because guess what? If you want different results, you're going to need to take different kinds of actions. But when you do it this way, it doesn't feel forced. It doesn't feel weird. It doesn't feel too hard. It feels so right. And what you also realize along this path is that you're going to need some help. Because you don't want to live anymore where you were living before. You don't want to live in a place where you're surrounded by people, like we talked about on the last podcast, where you're surrounded by people who are constantly telling you that it's not possible, where you're surrounded by people who are more committed to their excuses than to their dream. We're surrounded by people who are cynical, who are pessimistic, who are constantly focusing on what's not working. And you realize you need a better way, and you realize you need a better tribe. A tribe that's going to lift you up. You know, I'm a member of a business mastermind, and one of our mantras, when people ask us, why did you join? Why did you invest? Why do you invest so much of your time and money into this mastermind? There's lots of reasons for it. But one of them is, when you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. Find a new one. And what I realized, and what so many of my colleagues and so many of my our clients are realizing, is that as you make this defiant declaration, you do become the smartest person in the room. You become the person that other people are looking up to. And that's great. I'm not making that wrong, right? Right? That yes, we want to serve as an inspiration to other people, but here's the thing. It goes both ways. We want to be inspired by other people as well. We want to be inspired by people who are ahead of us on this journey towards tech career transformation. So you realize you need help, and that's what we're here for. So if you've made this defiant declaration that you will not settle for a normal tech career anymore, I want you to immediately book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book, because you're at the precipice. But it's a tentative precipice, because your former life, the former like energy of that vortex of your former life is going to pull you back if you don't take immediate action to keep moving forward. Because it's going to feel hard. There's going to be challenges. And you need people, not just any people, not the people who are telling you it's not possible. You need experts to guide you. You need a tribe of people who have been there and done that to help you get over the force of that vortex that was your life, your normal settling life before, and get you to that next level. That's what we're here for, thepeoplestack.com/book. So on that call, what we're going to talk about is what's not working in your career right now and where you want to go. And if we're 100% confident that we can help you get there, then we're going to talk about what that help looks like. We'll talk about all the details. If we're not 100% confident, it means that you're simply not ready yet. That you're not ready to work with us, to join our tribe yet. The key word being yet. And we're going to give you a plan so that you can get ready, and then we'll talk again. So as long as you show up coachable, what you're going to leave this call with is a custom-tailored plan to creating your dream career. What's your dream? You get to define it. You're in charge right now. You're in charge. We're there to help you create that. Show up coachable. Show up decided that you will not settle for mediocre anymore. Show up ready to get to the truth around what hasn't been working. Show up ready to get to the truth around what's at stake in your career. And show up ready to get to the truth about what it's going to take to build your dream. It's going to be the most clarifying conversation that you have ever had about your career. And for most people, about their life. So thepeoplestack.com/book, book that call immediately right now. All you have to do is you go there, you pick your time zone, enter your name, your email address, click the button, and it's automatically going to schedule that for you. It'll be in your calendar. It'll be in our calendar. You'll get the reminders. We'll get reminders, and we look forward to serving you. What's normal for tech managers? Unfortunately, what's normal is settling for a mediocre career. And we know that you don't want that. Get defiant. Get to a place where you are no longer willing to settle for what's normal and what's acceptable. You're here to build an extraordinary life and a magnificent career. So get out and do it, my friends. Take care. Bye for now. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.